Economies around the world have been rocked by the coronavirus pandemic, and Baltimore's economy is no different. Yesterday, the city's spending board virtually hosted its annual Taxpayers' Night, where residents tell officials what priorities they think should be reflected in Baltimore's budget. Many of them raised concerns about the impact of the virus, as WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
On April 1st, the city released its preliminary budget plan for the fiscal year 2021. But there was a big hitch. Writing the budget draft is a near year-round process, and most of it was completed before the pandemic.
Due to the speed at which this crisis escalated, we did not have the time to make significant revisions to the preliminary budget.
That's Budget Director Bob Seneme speaking at Taxpayers Night. Baltimore is facing a big deficit due to the pandemic. Fewer people traveling, driving, and collecting paychecks means reduced parking fees, tourism revenue, and income tax. All in all, Seneme has estimated a deficit of over $42 million for the fiscal year beginning in July. He says the preliminary budget is nearly irrelevant thanks to this deficit, and that it will have to be drastically changed. He's focusing on two questions to model a revenue projection for next year.
One, how long will these strict containment measures last? We're glad that they're in place because they're very important from a public health standpoint. Unfortunately, the side effect is that we're losing a lot of revenue. And also, what will the economy look like once these measures are lifted?
Seneme says the city will operate under the assumption that those measures will be lifted by midsummer, and then the economy will begin to recover. This scenario is grim. Seneme says it's at least as bad or worse than the Great Recession.
We've never had a situation where whole segments of the economy have just been shut off all at once.
Budget cuts of all kinds will be on the table. Last fall, Mayor Jack Young directed agencies to reduce costs by 5% to help pay for the Kerwin Commission, expensive legislation to improve statewide education. Because of this, Seneme says his team knows what things agencies can afford to lose. After Seneme's budget presentation concluded, city residents on the call unmuted themselves to make their concerns known. Multiple Baltimoreans said that the coronavirus pandemic is not something the city can police itself out of, like Carlton Perry of Edmondson Village, who says Baltimore spends too much money on its police department.
What we need is we need a budget that's fairly allocated. We need a budget that addresses public health, economic resource disparities, and community-based law enforcement. We need something that's going to help people and citizens to try and remedy some of the losses due to the pandemic and economic downturn.
Others, like Melissa Schober, criticize proposed cuts to substance abuse, mental health, and school health services.
These numbers are extremely alarming, and the cuts to mental health services that are reflected in the preliminary 21 budget are unjust and immoral.
Schober's 11-year-old child, Ruth Schober Levine, echoed her concerns.
When there was news coming out of coronavirus, a bunch of kids were going to counseling because they were scared that they were going to end up dying. So why are we cutting these vital services that we need for our children?
The preliminary budget and the final budget will look very different because of the deficit. Seneme's team will present the final version to the city spending board in May, and then the city council will hold hearings on the additional cuts and revenue proposals. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.